Centre said Amafana Bokchuna Nakolo.
This is the first preliminary round of the CAF Confederation Cup.
Catch the second leg encounter between Kaizer Chiefs and Kabo Scott SCP on Saturday, 27 September at 2:30 p.m. Live on SABC 2 and SABC Plus. Proudly brought to you by SABC Sport.
Alright, it's a very full show tonight. We're squeezing in as much content as we possibly can, and we'll keep you up to date with the netball. I can tell you the Stormers were leading 3-0 against Leinster in Cape Town a short while ago. Just a reminder of the unscramble tonight. It's Moderators, M-O-D-E-R-A-T-O-R-S, and then Ham, H-A-M, like the meat, and Can, C-A-N, like the container for cold drink. Unscramble all those letters and see if you can tell me what is the sporting event that is hidden behind those letters. We're still going to play the prediction game with Jeff. I don't know, I wish we had 3 hours on the show tonight because we're just so short of time. So to our cricket correspondent, my good friend Kevin Rademeyer, an excellent cricket correspondent on the show. Kevin, I'm afraid it's going to be short and sweet, but we are going to be chatting to you a lot over the course of the next few weeks. Good evening, how are you?
Good evening, I'm great, Michael, and what a great show again, and what a jam-packed weekend.
Indeed so. So much to look forward to over the course of the weekend for both of us. But let's get straight into the chat. Kevin, our women's team doing particularly well in that series against Pakistan, particularly Tasman Brits, who's been in outstanding form with the bat. Let's just hope it continues.
She has been in great nick. She obviously missed the last game, but before that, I believe she got 300 centuries in a row. So she's in brilliant nick. Wolfhart as well is in great nick. And our bowling, our death bowling was brilliant, which meant we won the series 2-1, and great preparation for the World Cup starting next week.
Unfortunately, one of the warm-up matches rained out yesterday. South Africa a bit behind the eight ball in that one, 45-3 when the rain came down. It would have been interesting to see how the lower order potentially dug the side out of trouble. One more warm-up game to go, and then the tournament proper, of course, starting next week. Just how well prepared do you think the South African ladies are, particularly given that the men's team have got that trophy dearth off their back, so to speak, with collecting the mace at Lord's?
You're correct. They have one more game. Ironically, it's against Pakistan
again
on Sunday at Colombo.
Uh-huh.
And then they start the World Cup proper on the 3rd of October against the mighty England, who's in great form. England, in this last game, scored 340 against India and bowled them out for 187. So it won't be an easy for our first game. But like the coach said, they couldn't have asked for better preparation going to Pakistan. They've played a lot of cricket over the last couple of months. And he believes he can use this last match to tie up the loose ends, and that they are ready in pretty much all positions to start this World Cup with.
I suppose playing Pakistan in Pakistan is really great preparation, playing on the subcontinent, getting used to different conditions, spin-friendly conditions. But those pitches seem to be very, very much batter-friendly.
They are batter friendly at this point. I do believe they are playing at smaller grounds in India and Colombo as well, and they will start turning a lot at the end of the 34 days. They're playing 31 games in 34 days. A lot of the pitches will slow up and the spinners will come into it, and they'll have to adapt to that. But you're 100% correct, Michael. I mean, there's not much better preparation than we could have had to play those three games in Pakistan against a very good team.
Kevin, in terms of the format for the tournament, just explain to our listeners, how does it work? Is it a single group, a single round-robin format, or are there two different groups? Just explain and maybe throw forward to some of the key fixtures as you see them.
There are eight teams playing. West Indies missed out this time to Bangladesh. It's a round-robin, so every team plays each other once. The top four teams go to the semi-finals, 1 versus 4, 2 versus 3, and then obviously that culminates in the final on the 2nd of November. Some of the key matches, well, we start on the 3rd of September. The opening game is Sri Lanka versus India, the two hosting countries. Then I've picked out a couple of other important games. 1st of October, we have New Zealand versus Australia, which is the second game. Australia is looking like the favourite at this point. Second favourite is India, who play Australia on the 12th of October. 22nd of October is another massive game. England, like I said, now who's in great form versus Australia. And possibly our biggest games are either the one on the 3rd of October versus England, or the 25th of October against the mighty Australia, which is our last round-robin game and might be vital for us to sneak into the semi-finals.
And the other amazing thing about this tournament is it's going to be officiated pretty much completely by women. Women, as far as umpires are concerned, as far as match referees are concerned, that's a novelty is for this tournament, and it's really great to see that we've got officials from all over the world in the women's game standing up and being counted.
I think it's brilliant, and I think we've seen that trend in the current Rugby World Cup for rugby as well, where there's so many women officiating, commentating, the officials, and I think that's brilliant. That's also coincided with four times the amount of money that's on show this time, and it's available for the teams. So women's sport is really growing, and I can't imagine why it shouldn't. I just hope South Africans get behind the team for the World Cup, and when they arrive back in our land at the end of the year, to go and support them as well. But it is brilliant, like you say. Women do need to be empowered into those positions, officiating and commentating, and obviously management as well.
Kevin, just quickly, as I like to do ahead of any big tournament, give me, if you would, your top four. Who do you think might make it through to the semi-finals before we start the tournament?
Definitely, I would say Australia. They've got Healy, Mooney, Perry. These players are extremely experienced. 118 games, 158 games, 85 games behind them. Closely behind them is probably India, especially at home. Some key players there. England has still got Heather Knight, Wyatt Hodge. These are players that are got an average of over 50 almost. And then I'm hoping that South Africa can sneak into the fourth position, but definitely Australia, England, India, and hopefully South Africa or New Zealand to get into that fourth spot.
While we're talking about predictions, you're a man who loves his sport. How do you think the Springboks will do tomorrow?
I think the South Africans will pip it. We need 5 points. I think the 5 points are extremely important.
Yes.
To win this championship. I know you're commentating, so not only will we get 5 points, it'll be an extremely great game for you to commentate and exciting.
Absolutely.
I think New Zealand will win the morning game, which starts at 7, and then I think the Springboks will probably win between 10 to 12 in the afternoon game.
As long as the Springboks get three more tries than the Argentinians and pick up that bonus point, that's all I'm worried about. Kevin Rademacher, thank you so much, as always, for your time. Sorry it's short and sweet tonight, but we'll make it up to you. We're going to have you on the show many, many more times in the weeks ahead, especially with that Women's World Cup underway very shortly. Thanks, as always. Enjoy the sporting weekend.
Thank you, Michael, and good luck to Norwich. You're taking on the second of the log tomorrow, and I'll be holding some at the same time.
Thank you so much. With half a team, I might add, with so many injuries. Kevin, thanks so much. Take care.